This is Laughs and Littles, a conversation about friendship and faith in the midst of motherhood. Life with littles is better when we do it together. So grab a load of laundry and join us for some laughs.
Take, Lord, and receive all my liberty, my memory, my understanding, and my entire will, all I have and call my own. You have given all to me. To you, Lord, I return it. Everything is yours. Do with it what you will. Give me only your love and your grace. That is enough for me. Amen. So, spice activities. When you first said that, I was like, that's an acronym that I feel like I should know, but I can't remember what it is.
It seems like it's a Creighton term and acronym. I don't know if anyone else kind of uses it, but I was definitely taught the term during my Creighton training.
So yeah, so we're talking about spice activities and spice is an acronym that Creighton mm-hmm. uses to talk about ways to connect with your spouse when you're abstaining. There, you know, the idea being sexuality is more than genital contact. Ugh. So I know that phrase, I was like, ah. I was like, but I guess that is true.
Sounds like a geriatric word.
So how do we connect with our spouse when we're avoiding that?
What I like about it also, though, it talks about on the like Creighton website that I was reading, it wasn't just of like ways to connect when you're abstaining, but it was like you just said, you're more than your, I don't know how to say it.
Our sexuality is more than.
Yes.
Our genitals.
And so, right.
Using that word again.
So like you as a person are a spicy person, like you are a spiritual, physical, intellectual, creative person, all those things. So I like thinking about it of, yes, like what are some cool ways I can connect with my spouse? Because like sex is just an easier way to connect. Sex is like, it's just
guaranteed.
The level of connect. Yes. The level of connection that you can get from sex is just so powerful. And it's just, yeah. Guaranteed. So these always take a little bit more time. And so we do have to like think about them.
And they were saying like, it's good to do these every day. And I was like, oh yeah, these are like pretty normal, mm-hmm. good things to do every, like simple things. But yeah, they can also take conscious thought.
And there will always be times of abstinence, mm-hmm. no matter what season of life you're in it, even if you're not just trying to like space out 2 or 3 years, whatever, like there will always be times of abstinence. So yeah, I think this is always good to keep in mind. But I like that it says like the spice way of living is also for teenagers. Mm. This is like a good thing to be teaching your teenagers that like they are more than just their sexuality. And like, here's all the ways they can express and connect with other people.
Yeah. And that these can be applicable to a parent-child relationship too. Like,
yeah, that's true.
Well, it said that on there. So I was like,
No, totally. I'm just like, I don't want to think about that right now.
But I guess if you go back to like ways of connecting, if it's like ways of connecting with someone.
Totally.
Yeah. You said it really fast, but the spiritual, physical, intellectual, creative, and emotional. Mm-hmm. So we'll go through each one. So spiritual. Just recently, we started asking each other for prayer requests for the day. As Chris is like walking out the door, because we've always had this goal of praying together and it just never has happened except for those few weeks when we were doing the marriage in Christ.
Ooh, marriage in Christ. Yes. We did the first one and then we haven't done one since, but we had a great time that one. And I'm sure we'll do the second one, which is free for anyone. We'll link it below. It's like a great video, Christian video series, like super cute, cheesy videos, but actually spark a lot of good conversation.
There you go. But so yeah, my friend suggested that or said that they do that recently of just prayer requests in the morning. And I was like, oh, that's great. Cause then I just have a bit of an idea of what he's thinking about, maybe worried about or stressed about or whatever. Like I can keep him in mind and those things in mind and in prayer throughout the day. And then he goes to daily mass almost every day with Kiara, but sometimes I go with him. In Lent, it's been Fridays. John and I go with them. The idea of it, when I step back, I'm like, oh, we're at mass together. But in the actual moment of it, it's like so chaotic. But if I remember to like think of it, then I'm like praying for my marriage while I'm here at mass, even though he's like in the back with Kiara or whatever.
Right. You are still there together. Yeah. I was thinking about that two more this month with the children's adoration, that oftentimes, like, we're not just kneeling or standing or sitting together when we do that, but we are in the presence of the Lord together. And that has been a powerful experience. Well, I really like the prayer request thing. That feels very, like, natural and not cheesy. It's not like you're like, let's get a quiet moment and we're going to, like, pray together. I'm going to bless you and you bless me. It's like, I feel like it could be like, hey, what do you need?
Yeah. Like prayer requests?
Yeah. Yeah. It's very natural. We, this week, a few times we were able to pray the rosary together. Once we went walking, the kids were the babysitter. And so we did a rosary walk. So that was great. And once when we were in our car on a date, like on our way to the restaurant. And then there was one night where we did it in bed and he was super falling asleep, but we still did it and yeah. It was fine. But yeah, same thing, like going to mass together, even remembering like you're already doing that on Sunday mm-hmm. and just kind of, you know, these aren't not all of these things are going to be like one more thing you have to add to your life, but like you're already doing these things and kind of reframing it of, I think so much of our like getting to mass has to do with, are the kids in line? Am I like teaching them how to be a good Catholic? Am I like, you know, and a lot of the focus can be on the kids, but remembering that this is like a really nice time for you and your husband to go and be together in the presence of Christ. You know, I finished the Interior Freedom book by
Jacques Philippe.
Thank you. And then Alex was like, oh, I'd like to read that. So no, he is reading it. So that's kind of fun. And then we can, that kind of gets also into like intellectual and we can talk about it. But I was thinking like, oh yeah, like sharing spiritual reading books.
Yeah.
And then before we go to sleep every night, we do pray Hail Mary together in bed. And then I was thinking we make the time for each other, for each of us to go to like spiritual direction, confession, like spiritual retreats. And that's not time that we're together. So I don't know if this totally counts.
No, that's a good one. Cause you're like making a sacrifice for the person.
Yeah.
For their spiritual life and health.
Yeah. You can also mention anything that you'd like to do, but don't do anything you aspire to do.
Yeah.
In any of these categories.
Well, I would like to go on a retreat, but I'm waiting till I have weaned the baby.
I will say too, like as far as hanging out at nighttime with each other, I would always love to like go watch a show with him. That is like my total like go-to. And I would probably do that every night if he wanted to do that with me. But thank goodness for him, because he doesn't and he needs some more variety, and which is way healthier. But I just like, you know, that's my go-to. And these things are really hard to incorporate. When, so like, you know, you know, we just left the time of charting when we were, you know, having periods of abstaining because we were trying not to get pregnant. And the hardest time was after day 10 before, you know, in like pre-peak. Pre-peak is just like, you know, the hardest time, and just like a tension would build up. I think sometimes like he and I would both get on our own worlds of like, well, we're not having sex this week, so like you do your thing, I'll do my thing. I want to like get our things done. And then it just kind of like the frustration builds up because the connection's not there. I think every few months at least.
With the code LAUGHSANDLITTLES10, you get 10% off your purchase at chooselife.com.
We've talked about a few cool products that Choose Life has, but I was just looking at their website again today and just bringing it back to the basics of like what I think of when I think of them are like the baby teething necklaces.
Yeah.
And I love ours. I know you have one as well. They're great for especially like 4 to 18 months where you're just like holding baby a lot and they need something to chew on and to teeth on. And just, they have these beautiful rosaries that babies, every single baby I know loves to grab these. They've got cotton cords. The clasp is so secure. These have lifetime warranties. I just want everyone to go check out, if you have a baby or know someone who has a baby, these all have amazing reviews on durability. This is just like the best rosary you could ever have that a baby can hold and grab and suck onto.
Yeah.
I regret saying suck on to, but it's out
there. Laughs and Littles 10 for 10% off your purchase.
that kind of erupts into an argument or something. And then we realized like, okay, yeah, we need to be more intentional. And then we got to the point where we would like plan out the week and we would have to like pick an activity for each night. Like, okay, Monday night, we're going to do yoga together. Tuesday night, we're going to pray the rosary together. Wednesday, we'll watch this thing together and like, you know, plan out our evening. So not spontaneous, but spontaneity is overrated.
And not coincident. Like we're talking about spice activities because as Annie's moving out of this phase, I am moving into this phase. So I need all these reminders like how this works.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh, this is what hobbies are good for. Pack these 2 weeks, I don't know, like this pre-peak time with all your hobbies. And I'll go do my thing. You go do your thing, book club, whatever. Like, let's just keep busy. Game nights, like go do your things. I'll do my things. Cause in some ways it made it feel like the time went faster and it was easier, but still I felt that of like, yeah, that what you're saying of like the tension kind of building in the background, because it's hard. If you start living as roommates, then you like, I don't know. For me and my inertia thing, it's like once I'm in a track, just to like stay in that track. And then the, like stop and like reconnect, that pivot is like harder than if you're trying to stay connected all along the way.
Yeah.
But that is also hard too, to stay connected along the way.
Yeah.
It's like, well, we both know what we would rather be doing.
Yep. Okay. So physical. So this could also be sex.
Yes.
Yeah. Spice can be during any time of the month, but we all know what that is. So next would be.
So for me, like I've learned making myself stop whatever I'm doing as he's walking out the door. So the prayer request thing helps because I'm like, oh, wait, got to catch him to like ask about the prayer request and then have a moment to like look in the eye, kiss, hug, just kind of like something physical. And then same when he gets home. Of not just like here, like, ah, or like, here's dinner and moving to bedtime, you know, but the pausing and he really appreciates that. The like, and then I think I put the TV show in this category too. It's also my go-to of like, if I know we both don't have something that night and we're going to hang out, I'll probably be like, oh, let's watch a show. Because I just want to lie down. I want to be horizontal.
I know. Yes.
So we've like totally stopped playing board games. We used to play board games. I don't know if it's like since John's pregnancy or even before. And part of it was like, I just reached a point where I was like, I have never liked board games as much as you do. And I never will. And I just, I'm not going to pretend anymore. Or like I used to do it for the sake of quality time. And now I'm just like, too tired. But now I think I'm willing to like try again. But I just like,
are you against all games or board games?
Well, board games are just like what we have. Yeah. Like I'm just, you know, the games that we have that we play.
Yeah. Because card games are a really good alternative to that.
Yes. So the last game we played was cribbage. And because we could do it in bed.
Yes.
I was like, yes. Can I lie down and play this cribbage game? But like Dominion without laying all the cards out on the table. You have to be at a table. And that's where I'm just like, I don't want to be in the dining room at the table. That sounds
like work.
Tiring.
Yes. Alex told me to really plug, because we were chatting about this episode. He was like, you got to tell everyone to play backgammon because you can also play that in bed. Do you have that one?
We do. And he's taught Evangeline how to play, but I don't know how to play.
It's very fun once you learn, and you never really know who's going to win until the end. You can talk while you're doing it. It's pretty simple, but it's also like takes thought. So yeah, I would, because I'm the same. I think board games take a lot of work.
Your sexuality is good, holy, and beautiful. If that doesn't feel true, you're in the right place. We believe Jesus knows your sexual brokenness and is inviting you to wholeness. We hope to bring you that invitation every week as we explore topics from friendship to fantasy, loneliness to lust, and more. We are dedicated to helping you connect your struggle to your story and your story to God, because every bit of you is sacred by design.
And then walking together. I mean, yeah, you said that in the rosary walks, but I really like it when we get out for dates and we can walk to the date place. Mm-hmm. And then now that the weather's getting nicer, like walking with the kids somewhere on the weekend, like to a park or something. And here we walk to school, walk to mass. So those.
That's great. Have you heard the question, what would your husband pick for you to greet him at the door, for you to like put on some fresh lipstick, put a brush through your hair, whatever, or like have dinner ready? Like what's his number one pick?
I haven't heard that. Mm-hmm. Since they probably greet him at the door.
Yeah. Yeah.
What would Alex say?
Well, he was like, I mean, I'd kind of like all of those things. Yeah. Yeah, I hear you. But when I come home, like if I'm coming home with a kid or by myself, I want to like put my shoes away in silence and like get settled and like everyone like just wait a minute, wait. And for a long time, I've been giving that to Alex of like not ignoring him, but trying to like keep everyone away from him, like give Papa a minute to like get settled. And when I've been reading the Empowered Wife book and writing it, did I tell you my desire?
Yeah, that you like it now.
My greatest desire. And wait, what? Oh, that I like it now. Yes. But it talks about like writing out some of the things that you want out of your marriage and out of life. And I told Alex, I said, my number one thing is I want you to like overwhelm me with gratitude. I want like constant gratitude. I want like thanks galore. Anytime I do anything, I want some gratitude and just like, so like not getting oozing of gratitude. Yeah. you know, what's funny is I got a really big thank you today from Paul after like he ate a bite of something. So funny how they can turn from like crazy to sweet in just a moment after some food. But and then he comes to me like 3 days later and he goes, you know what's my greatest desire? I said, oh, yes, absolutely. Tell me. And he was like, I would love for you to just be overflowing with excitement and joy when I come home. And I was like, okay. So I have now the last like 2 weeks ran and greeted him at the door and been very excited. Mm. So I had no idea, but yeah, I'd still like to have dinner ready. You know, look presentable. We like doing yoga together at night and that's fun, and giving each other massages. And I have the like facial reflexology tool, which I've showed you on Marco Polo. It's just like it's a metal
stick.
Yeah. It's kind of like the size of a pencil. And so it has like a point, and I got like a few facial reflexology books and foot facial reflexology books from the library and just got into it. And I kind of like know the pressure points. And so he can just like put his face on my lap and I can just massage his face with it. And he really loves that.
I like the yoga together because whenever I do yoga, I'm like, Chris would really benefit from this. I
don't think we should approach it that way.
But morning when he's not around, he used to really like doing yoga because he likes working on his flexibility.
Yeah. It's a fun thing to do with one person.
Okay. Intellectual. I think of myself as someone who enjoys intellectual conversations, but when I ask,
because you graduated from Stanford, you should just remind people of this. You're with it.
But I guess I was talking to my friend about this. She's like interested in her husband's law school stuff and like really keeps up with it. And I was like, okay, so you're like genuinely interested in what he's doing. But, and then I was like, Chris, like, do we have like intellectual conversations? Like, what do we talk about? And he was like, no. Mm-hmm. I was like, come on. But yeah, I'm trying to work on taking more of an interest in his work, actually listening to him and asking good questions and remembering things about his classes and stuff, and finding things that interest me in that realm of academic theology that we can talk about. So like one of his interests is children and children at mass and like liturgy around children. So that's interesting to me. And then he recently did like a ritual studies type paper on there's a deaf Catholic community around here, and he like went to their mass several times and interviewed people, and that was interesting. Anything with like human interest, I'm like, okay, trying to latch onto that. But yeah, I guess
can you tell the story of your most recent fight about that?
Oh yeah, I know. I was like,
that's a great
thought. I thought we were having like a date night in, we had drinks, we were talking. This goes with the emotional one of like, we're talking to connect. And he kind of brings up like, yeah, I wish you would like take an interest in what I do. And I had this moment of like, is this my vocation? Like, is this part of my vocation? Am I called to be interested in academic theology?
Like, yes, it is.
I don't feel like this is asking too much. But we got to a better, yeah, it was a good.
When you were just funny because you were like, I think we have this fight every 6 months.
Yeah.
Which like, I think we all have some of those.
I want to be better at this and then I forget.
Well, I mean, it's like I go to the confession for the same thing over and over and over again.
Yes.
<It's> like,
Yeah, off of that, I started reading a biography of Martin Luther, which was interesting. And then I didn't finish it, but
that's okay.
Yeah. Learned some stuff.
Yeah. We just like talking to each other about whatever book we're reading, whatever book or novel I'm reading. Like I just tell him and keep him updated. I don't really know how much he loves hearing about it, but at least like he doesn't have to be standing at me. I know that he's listening, even if he's fiddling with something else. And I'm just like excited that he knows where I am in Outlander at all times, and, like, where I am in like other books. I'm just like, it's just fun to share. Yeah. And we do like listening to podcasts together sometimes at night. We listen to a really good Jordan Peterson one, which like Jordan Peterson's, you know, are like hour and a half, 2 hour long ones. And so we just like listened to that together while we were both doing housework. So it was fun. And then he and his dad are both really into like Formula One and race cars and just like the whole race car world. It's kind of like an in the family interest. And recently I've seen how interested he is in it. And he really enjoys, it's like a very, very technical sport. And it combines the love of his interest in like technical sports and technology. So that's just like completely, I've just recently seen like, well, like I see how this fits your personality really well. So watching some of those videos of him with him of just, you know, cars going around in circles, but like some of them are really interesting and fun. And there's like a movie about it that he showed me a clip. And I was like, actually, I would totally watch that movie. It's got Chris Hemsworth in it. I was like, that looks cool. So it's not like dry. So anyway, just like it took me a while just to get this of like, what is he really interested in that I can, yeah, like that I can latch on. Cause he has other interests that I'm just not, like he showed me a video the other day of, of like how lights work. And I was like, yeah, I mean, you know, like I'll watch it with you, but I'm not going to love it. And that's fine. But, you know, I didn't say that, but, but I'm like, I can get into this race car stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, and his, I don't know if this counts, but like, yeah, his, yeah, you were asking me like, does Alex talk about his work with you? And I was like, I mostly just watch him, his videos of him at the gym. Like that, when he comes home, he doesn't really talk about work. He like shows me what because he's like, you know, powerlifting. So he'll have like one 10 second video of like a really cool lift he did that day that he's proud of. I'm like, cool. And like, you know, it's the same thing when I tell him about the books I'm reading. Like, I don't necessarily need a ton of response. And when he shows me things, he doesn't need, it's just like, I see you. Mm-hmm. I see that.
Yeah. The next one is creative. I feel like I don't totally know what this category is exactly getting at, but what
do you go painting together? Yeah.
Okay. Actually creating things. What I thought of was the energy I am putting into getting us back into date night swaps. Mm-hmm. We're in a date night swap back and forth right now. We got one last night and I was like, we'll do something fun. We'll go bowling. But it was totally a fail because apparently bowling alleys are the place to be on Monday night. Like it was league only. So we walk in and they're like, are you here for open lane? You have to come back on the weekend. We're like, okay. The whole bowling alley is packed with this league. And then we like tried calling another one. They were like, nope, no, you have to you have to make your reservation online ahead of time. So I was like, okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but it was fine. We found like a tapas place to go to that we'd actually been to before. And we walk in 10 minutes before it was closing. She was like, it's fine. It's fine. Like the kitchen will be open. You can hang out. So Aww. But it just made me kind of reflect, like, okay, I was putting all this energy into getting us the time to go out. Mm-hmm. And now also have to put a little more thought and planning into what we actually do in that time. Mm-hmm. So that we're not like driving around wasting time.
Right.
And it would have been fun to go bowling. Like in having that time was good because I was able to like hear the month of April is like crunch time. Like his semester, everything's mm-hmm. due earlier than normal. So mm-hmm. he was like, okay, how am I going to get all these papers written? And so mm-hmm. I was like, oh, it would have been fun to like actually have fun in this time. But I'm also glad I got to like hear how stressed you are. Because yeah. He just like gets through everything with so calmly.
Right.
Yeah. I think that's what I got. I don't know. Creative. Oh, actually, sometimes we do like painting nights together.
Oh, yes. So, like, you guys are so cute with this.
He's painting his really nerdy board game figurines and I'm painting like Saint dolls.
Yeah. Or doing your calligraphy.
Or my calligraphy. Yeah.
I do want to talk about games more. Because I think it is really important to play games with each other, because I think it's really important to have fun with each other. And games are the easiest way to do some kind of like fun activity that doesn't require you to plan like a date night. Yeah, I think it is good to take stock of like what games do we have. So when we went on a date the other day, it was right next to Barnes & Noble. And I was like, let's just go browse Barnes & Noble games and just kind of like get inspired and maybe like get another game. And so we did. And then on Buy Nothing, like someone had the game that we had seen and we just got that. So I'm excited for that. So just kind of like adding on. And then we talked about getting a Scrabble game. So I think that'll combine creative and intellectual, which I was kind of like Scrabble. He was like, I really love Scrabble and it's my family. So I said, okay, sure. I'm sure. I'm just like, oh, like you're a linguist. Like, how I'm gonna like lose so badly like every time. But that's how it started out with backgammon too. Anyway, I don't know. I just really want to kind of plug the idea that games are really important to bring in to your marriage. I think it's so fun to play games with people.
And I think if people have issues about like, oh, he's too competitive or like I'm too competitive, mm-hmm. like find a game. There's such a variety of games.
Yeah.
Then find a game that's like actually fun and not gonna.
I asked Alex, I was like, what would you say to someone who said, yeah, I'm too competitive? Or he said, stop being competitive. which might work for some people. I don't know. Just like, get over yourself. Yeah.
See, Chris is the best kind of competitive. Like in Strengths Finders, mm-hmm. there's like a competition strength. And it's one of his mm-hmm. top ones because he just loves it for the sake of competition. And he's not a sore loser. Mm. Like mm-hmm. he will go as hard as he can to win, but is like completely fine when he loses, which I am not mm-hmm. that way at all. I don't think I've met anyone else who's like that. So that's just why he loves games, any and all kind of games, because he wants to compete. Mm-hmm. And I'm just kind of like blown away by that because I am not that way. So I'm like, mm-hmm. I will play this game with you because I know you will enjoy it.
What was that? Is it Code Names that we played with you guys?
Yeah.
So then we got the 2-person game of that. And I really like playing it. Alex likes playing it too, but it's a cooperative game. So we're bad at it. And we have not gotten better over time because, you know, it's like requires word association and we associate words so differently.
I remember that from playing with you. It was so funny. Gosh.
Like could not be more different. And every time we're like, what?
You were saying that for that?
Like that does, I would never have gotten that in a million years. So it's, I don't know. We like it, but we're just really bad at it. Oh my goodness. Yeah, I've gotten more creative this year and I plan all our dates, which I'm happy to do and is just kind of my role. And I'm, yeah, fine doing that. So I've been planning more of us going to arcades. There are 3 arcades in our city and that we've hit up all of them. And that's been fun. And then last month when we went go-kart racing at the arcade afterwards, like that's all we did. And that, you know, that takes like 15 minutes. And then we just went to Costco afterwards and got a churro and like got some gas and like, just sat there and hung out. Like it can be, you know, fun. And we have gone dancing twice in the last few years, which feels like a big deal for having kids and mini golf. So
yeah, no, when you mentioned the arcade and go-kart racing, that kind of like broadened my category. And that's why I was open to bowling, but then bowling failed me.
No, totally. And I was thinking like, oh, I wonder if we could go listen to some live music sometime soon. Like that'd be kind of fun. Just trying to, we're not in survival mode right now. I mean, we are with some things, but as far as I think back to like when we were having kids and really little, you're just kind of like, just to get out of the house is such a thing. And, you know, I have friends right now who just had babies and like going go-kart racing would be like just 100 miles away. That's like not even in thought. But if you're in a place where you can do date nights, it's important to have fun. Oh, Jamie Glowacki, the Oh Crap Potty Training Lady, you know, she's not married. I don't know what her story is as far as how and why she's a single mom. She doesn't get into it, but she's very supportive of marriages. And she says a lot of things in her book and podcasts about like how, you know, even though she's not married, she gives a lot of good advice and encouragement on marriage. And one thing she said that really just struck a chord, she said like, your spouse should not be your crash landing pad at the end of the day, where you just like dump, you're just like so exhausted and you just like dump your emotions on them and they just like are there to accept it. Like you need to be planning regular fun and regular dates. And I understand like dates will look different in different times, but I think that's why I'm also harping on this. Like, it's so important to like play fun games and like backgammon can take like 15, 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, finding games, like we're not playing Monopoly here. You know, we're not, we're not doing like a whole situation, just a fun little, you know, gin rummy, you know, it just inspired me of like, yes, it is so important to have fun together and not to just like dump on him at the end of the day.
Yeah.
He also really likes hardcore metal music. Mm. So sometimes I'll like ask him if there's a song I can listen to.
That is love.
That is love. I do enjoy it if it's a good one. Yeah. He's a man of many interests. And I don't know, something as simple as, you know, texting something cute during the day or something saucy. Emotional. I missed this one.
Yeah. So I feel like emotional taps into so many of these. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It said on the Creighton website, like being able to cry, to have a good cry. And I was like, oh, I resonate with that. I feel great when I'm able to like cry with, you know, and he like, it's like, okay, you're having your cry.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It just like sharing emotions. I think we're pretty big sharers. So it probably comes pretty easily. Oh, I was also thinking about games because I was playing, this is about the kids now. I was playing like a Saint memory card with them and with Paul and Clara, and Paul kept flipping over the same two cards every single time. and one of them, or like one of them was always the same, maybe the other one was like half the time. And one of them was Baby Jesus, Infant of Prague, which is like the randomest, like I was like, I no knowledge of this. And it's just kind of it really stands out from the rest of them. All the other ones are like Saint Joseph, Saint Therese, and it's like Infant of Prague. And it's like a very light, and I'm like, just laughing every single time he keeps flipping this over through the whole game. Infant of Prague. Every time we're like, Infant of Prague, Pa, Infant of Prague. Like he knows what's going on and he's like, oh shoot, pick that one again. And then at the end of the game, there was no match to Infant of Prague. It like had gotten lost. I was like, I'm so sorry. Oh boy. Oh, and the other day, the kids, after we played that, they got out bingo and played bingo by themselves. And I was like, this is a moment. I feel like I've arrived at like a new stage of parenting.
You have two kids who are capable of playing bingo together. Great.
Oh. So can you tell me something that made you laugh this week?
So you mentioned before the script that two-year-olds get in of like, you do something, they expect you to say something. It's just like a script every time. So right now I'm in that with Kiara of, she really loves the song, The Lonely Goat Herd from The Sound of Music, the puppet show song.
Who doesn't?
So now she wants me to sing it while I'm brushing her teeth.
Oh.
But she keeps pausing to go, was that the baby goat? Like there's a part in the song where the baby goes like, lady, and she goes, was that the baby? And then when it finally is the baby, I'm like, yeah. And she goes, ha, 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 ha. Every time. How much teeth brushing in my life now.
I forgot. Okay. So we put this out on Instagram. If anyone had any questions, and a lot of people wrote in of what they do of space activities, all things that we have also mentioned.
Yeah.
But there was, my guess is that no one else had any questions because the question they want answered is how far can you go when you're not having sex, and no one wanted to write that, but no one asked it. So we won't answer. But someone said avoiding resentment when days of infertility are really infrequent, like 7 days of a 45-day cycle.
Whoa.
So I would say to that, first of all, my deepest sympathies. But second of all, I think we need either a different method or we need to speak with our instructor more frequently, because you should have more days than that. That's an insipidly low amount of days. And, you know, you're obviously, I'm sure you know this, but like you're not actually fertile all the other days. So I think we need to invest some more time in an instructor or a different method.
That makes me think of you getting your cervical mucus burned out of you.
Yes.
What the was priorities.
Ectropion, because resentment is going to build up. I mean, I think that's probably too hard for everyone. All parties involved.
Yeah.
Do you have anything more sympathetic to say? I feel like that's such a cold answer.
No, I don't, because my experience and how Chris and I are, we'd be like,
nope,
baby's not that bad. let's just go for it.
Oh, I love it. I also had a few people reaching out, so sweet, after my crying episode about my broken pipes. And I can happily announce that it was 95% resolved on its own and was way less work than we thought needed to be done, which is great. We're on a whole new roller coaster with our lives this week of things going awry, but that's, I'm feeling good. I don't need a good cry tonight. So thank you so much for the love. Oh, man. We hope you have a great week with lots of laughs with your littles.